Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name's Ashley Taylor. I'm the designer course.
So we're here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam, almost at the end now. How's it been going so far?
It's been going really well. I learned a few new things. It's the first time I've done anything like this, so I haven't really made a game or designed a game or anything. I'm quite new to the UDK and all game development kit.
So it's been a positive experience for you?
Yeah, it's been really good, really positive, and I've met some people as well who know a lot about the stuff. I've picked up some skills off them.
So have you found it very useful to be around other Train to Game students here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam?
Yeah, it's a lot more motivating. You really like thrive when you're doing stuff like this instead of like trying to do it off your own back. You haven't really got the motivation and other people around you that are the creativity, and you got all that sort of vibes here. And it's just a nice environment to be able to create a game with people that are like-minded.
Of course, the theme here is Guy Fawkes. How do you feel when that was announced, and how do you go about the process of coming up with a game based around it?
It's quite a tricky theme. I think everyone just started thinking fireworks and blowing up the Parliament and that, so it's quite hard to come up with like a creative game with the Guy Fawkes theme. We managed to get a good game going though with the theme Guy Fawkes, so I think we're doing well.
The prize for the winners is to appear at Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show with a chance to win a UDK development kit. What would it mean to you if you won that?
It'd be really good to say like my first time I've ever created a game that I've got that far. I think we've got a good chance of doing quite well. We've put a lot of effort into it, had hardly any sleep, like put a lot of time into it, so it's just good to be competing, no matter what happens.
So you'd recommend taking part in a game jam to any other Train to Game students?
Oh yeah, it's definitely worth the experience. You've got to put yourself out there if you're going to start doing anything like this and try and get into that sort of line of work.
A little bit about you now. What were you doing before you started your Train to Game course?
I'd not long finished school, really, to be honest with you. I've just basically been working and not a lot, really. This is something that I could do in my own time and still work and sort of instead of going into full-time education. So it's a good course for me.
So what do you do for work and how do you find fitting the Train to Game course around it?
Yeah, it fits around my work style really well. Like sometimes I don't have the motivation to do it, but then that's not a problem. You know, you can do it all in your own spare time and you ain't got to worry about like deadlines and all that. Obviously, you got to try and stick to the schedule and that, but it's on your own back. So the quicker you do it, the better for yourself.
So what made you decide you wanted to take the Train to Game game design course in particular?
I've always been interested in games design and games development, playing games and that since I was a kid. So it's just a sort of job that I thought would be really fun and, you know, just really interesting. And I thought I'd do really well in it, so I thought I'd give it a go.
And what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
I've created my own level, so I've really enjoyed that. It's given me something which I can sort of call my own and be proud to show off. It's my first time I've ever done anything like that, and I'm quite happy with what I've done for my first piece.
And when you finish the Train to Game course, what would you want to do for your first job in the games industry?
I have no idea. Just probably start off doing QA or something, you know, games testing, something like that. Start down, work my way up. Well, aim high, but, you know, you got to start low first.
If you could work for anyone in particular, what studio would it be? And is there even a specific game series you'd want to work on if you could?
Oh, no, just working for any would be good enough for me. I haven't got any in particular, none that I'd prefer over any others. I think they're all really doing well. You know, just some big names out there.
Great, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.